Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted to provide a total of $95 billion in foreign aid over the weekend. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has more.
The bill contains $60 billion in aid for Kyiv now in its third year of war with Moscow. It includes $26 billion for Israel's war effort against Hamas, as well as humanitarian aid for civilians in conflict zones like Gaza. And another $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, where Taiwan continues readiness exercises should China invade. The legislation now moves to the Senate, where a vote should come early this week, advancing the measure to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Iran's supreme leader has dismissed any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. Its acknowledgement that few projectiles actually made it through to their targets despite launching a massive assault. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's comments on Sunday before senior military leaders didn't touch on the apparent Israeli retaliatory strike on Friday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday he would fight against sanctions being imposed on any Israeli military units after media reported that Washington was planning such a step against a battalion for alleged rights violations. Axios News site on Saturday reported Washington was planning to impose sanctions on an Israeli battalion that is operated in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military says the battalion is an active combat unit that operates according to the principles of international law. This is VOA News. At least five rockets were launched from Iraq towards a U.S. military base in northeastern Syria on Sunday, two Iraqi security sources told Reuters. The attack against U.S. forces is the first since early February, when Iranian-backed groups in Iraq stopped their attacks against U.S. troops. The attack comes on the same day Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani returned from a visit to the United States and met with U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House. Two security sources and a senior army officer said a rocket launcher fixed on the back of a small truck had been parked in a border town with Syria. The military official said the truck caught fire with an explosion from unfired rockets at the same time as warplanes were in the sky. Japan's defense minister said on Sunday two Japanese Navy helicopters crashed into the sea during a training exercise, killing at least one of the eight crew members on board. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
The two SH-60 patrol helicopters were conducting anti-submarine exercises on Saturday night near Torishima in the remote Izu Island group off the southern coast of central Japan. Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force, or MSDF, and Coast Guard are searching for the remaining seven crew members. Earlier on Saturday, MSDF Chief of Staff Yoshitaka Sakai indicated he did not believe there was involvement from another country in the crash. In a post on X, U.S. Ambassador to Japan Rahm Emanuel offered his country's assistance in search and rescue efforts.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. A race car in Sri Lanka skids off a track, killing seven people and injuring 20, officials say. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A car veered off the track during a competition about 110 miles east of the capital, Colombo, ramming into a crowd of spectators and race officials. Police say they have launched an investigation into the accident, which was the 17th out of 24 events scheduled. The race was suspended after the accident. About 45,000 spectators had gathered at the race circuit at a Sri Lankan military academy. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ecuadorians have headed to the polls in a referendum touted by the country's fledgling leader as a way to crack down on criminal gangs behind a spiraling wave of violence. The majority of 11 questions posed to voters Sunday focuses on tightening security measures. Proposals include deploying the army in the fight against the gangs, loosening obstacles to extradition of accused criminals, and lengthening prison sentences of convicted drug traffickers. Ecuador is traditionally one of South America's most peaceful countries. I'm Joe Ramsey.